السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Is there no one in the Muslim armies who re-attributes for the Palestinians and heals the breasts of Muslims? Translated. According to the Palestinian Authority's Ministry of Health, on Thursday evening, March 2, 2023, Muhammad Salem, 15 years old, of the town of Asun, east of Qalqilia, was murdered, while another youth was reported as suffering critical chest injuries. Muhammad Salem's martyrdom takes place as Jewish activity in the town of Hawara is on the rise, and their finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, advocates for burning the town to the ground. Daily crimes against the Palestinian people are committed by the occupation of the Jewish entity and its settler herds, who do not differentiate between children, elderly women or men. With the martyrdom of the boy Muhammad Salem, the number of martyrs who were killed by the bullets of the occupation army and its herds of settlers since the beginning of this year until now has reached 68 martyrs, including 4 killed by settlers, 14 children, and 4 elderly people. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil azim. This pure blood that has been spilled on the soil of the blessed land of Palestine is the proof against the conspirators and normalizers who abandon the people of Palestine in general, and the people of Hawara especially, leaving them to confront the criminality and the haughtiness of the Jewish entity and the herds of its settlers with their bare chests. It is the proof against the traitors and conspirators who trade in it even before it dries up, collaborating with the criminal who shed it in Aqaba, who continue the series of betrayal and conspire against the Palestinian people. It is the proof against the Muslim armies that are capable of exacting retribution from the Jews and of healing the hearts of Muslims. Yet, they did not bat an eye. This criminal entity only understands the language of force. Its crimes against the people of Palestine can only be stopped by returning the issue of Palestine to the fold of the Islamic Ummah, as it is the cause of all Muslims linked to their Aqidah, creed, and not just the people of Palestine. Only through this can its crimes against the people of Palestine be stopped. Its liberation and the liberation of its people is the responsibility of the entire Islamic Ummah, especially its armies, which must liberate themselves from the domination of the criminal rulers and agents and take sides with the Ummah and support it as it is pleasing to its Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, And if they seek help of you for the religion, then you must help.
Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 72. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ما من امرئ يخذل امرأ مسلما في وضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذله الله في موطن يحب فيه نصرته وما من امرئ ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتقص فيه من عرضه وينتهك فيه من حرمته إلا نصره الله في موطن يحب نصرته. No Muslim man will desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor aspersed without Allah deserting him in a place here he wishes his help. And no Muslim man who will help a Muslim in a place where his honor may be aspersed and his respect violated without Allah helping him in a place where he wishes his help. Will you respond to the distress of Muslims as well as the call of Allah and His Prophet? Women's Section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.